Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
We certainly do, and here's the lady with all the events of Surrey. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
And how are you this day?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. And we're looking forward to Mother's Day, aren't we?
Well, we are. I know it seems a couple of weeks early, because Mother's Day is on Sunday the 26th of March, so we've got a couple of weeks yet. But quite a lot of the things do book up quite quickly, because an awful lot of places where you can take mum to eat, they all book up. You need to get booked up. So if you leave it till the last minute and go, oh, it's Mother's Day today, where shall we go? The answer will be the burger bar, basically.
It's a bit late.
Yes, it is a bit late if you leave it till the last minute. And mums, of course, should be totally spoiled, as should grandmums. So we'll start off with places to eat, because let me just tell you for a fact, mum does not cook on Mother's Day.
Really?
It's just a rule. Okay, does not cook. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, doesn't matter what it is. Mums do not cook on Mother's Day, so bear that in mind.
I've made a note. Yeah.
And there's quite a few places. They do pull out all the stops, usually because it's a Sunday. It'll be a beautiful Sunday lunch, starting with Barnet Hill, the lovely country house hotel just outside of Guildford. They've got two options. There's a lunch which is being served between 12 and 2.30, or an afternoon tea, 2.30 to 5.30. It's afternoon tea is £34.50 per person. Lunch is £30. Children under three go absolutely free, which I think is rather nice because they don't eat a massive amount anyway. Usually make a massive amount of mess, but they don't eat an awful lot.
Yeah, most of the food elsewhere.
So every mum deserves a day off, so you can treat them to a sumptuous three-course lunch. And there's a little gift that they give mother as well. And the same for the afternoon, lots of lovely homemade cakes for afternoon tea, even a glass of chilled champagne. And if you get on the Barnet Hill website, you can book that in advance. The lovely pub, Stephen Langton Inn. Now, this is in Friday Street in Abinger Common, and it was the winner of the best pub at the Surrey Life Food and Drink Awards last year. That's how comes I'm sort of in touch with them. You can treat mum there for a lovely meal at the award-winning inn. She'll be made to feel extra special by a gift of handmade chocolates for all mums joining them on Mother's Day, made by their very own Hannah. A couple of delicious chocolates will be offered following lunch. Book now to avoid disappointment. I think the book now bit is coming through on every single one of them. The Hogsback Hotel and Spa, they have a Mothering Sunday carvery lunch. That's a really good one because all the family can eat that, even the little ones. It's a nice, easy lunch to do. And it's only £24 per person. And they've got lovely starters with lovely tomato and sweet basil soup or hors d'oeuvres, cheeses and a salad cart. Then a lovely carvery lunch of beef, turkey, salmon, or there's a vegetarian option with all the trimmings, and there's a special children's menu for children up to 10 years of age, and a totally delicious selection of desserts. Reserve your table today calling 01252 782 345. Again, booking absolutely essential. I know they've got quite a few booked already, so really important on that one. Woodlands Park in Stoke Darbinon, Cobham, again, they've got a special Mother's Day three-course gourmet lunch in the Oakrum restaurant. Wonderful food being served, perfect place to spoil mum. Reservations absolutely essential, 01372 843 933. And there's going to be Fox Hills at the clubhouse, another beautiful place. You can go for a lovely walk around the grounds as well. There's a special treat for every mum, and they're doing a buffet lunch and carvery. Three courses, if you're a member, it's £35. If you're a visitor, it's £38. £15 for under 12, so you can do a nice lunch there. The beautiful Denby's Wine Estate, they've got a package of the Gallery Restaurant Mother's Day brunch and an outdoor vineyard tour starting at 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. Tickets for adults are £29.50, children under 12 just £12. Loyalty club discount as well. You can have brunch in the panoramic third floor gallery restaurant, followed by an outdoor vineyard tour with a glass of sparkling wine. Now, there's probably not a mother around that's going to say no to that. Climb to the highest point of the vineyard with the breathtaking views across the estate. That's a really good day out. They've also, at Denby's, sticking with Denby's, got Mother's Day horse and carriage rides. These are between 12 and 3. Tickets are £7.50, and it's a leisurely 25-minute ride through the vineyard. A perfect treat for Mother's Day.
That sounds really nice, though, actually,
doesn't
it? That
sounds lovely.
Very genteel.
Because if it is a nice day, the views are just amazing.
It's a lovely place.
Really, really stunning. Or, of course, there's always the train ride as well you can go on. So either way,
I haven't done that yet.
Huge. Oh, we've done that. It's brilliant. And they take some of the wine up there. So you're at the highest point, you get to taste a glass of wine. Absolutely lovely. Another place that is incredibly picturesque is Painshill Park in Cobham. They're open on Mothering Sunday from 10 till 6, and mums get in free when accompanied by their children. So the whole family goes, everybody else pays, but mum gets in for free. And Hatchlands are exactly the same. Mum also gets in for free. They've got lots of things going on, lots of Mother's Day's treats in the cafe. Normal admission applies, but mum gets in for free. And if you look up on the National Trust website to put in your postcode to find your nearest place to you, pretty much across the board, mums are getting in free at all the National Trust places. Way and Aaron Canal have a lovely cruise going on at 11 o'clock. Another one later on in the afternoon, so it finishes at 6. You can treat the one you love to a coffee and a Danish pastry cruise, departing at 11 a.m. or 2:30 or 4:30. They're 90-minute trips, £14 for adults and £10 for children. Now, I love the idea of that because that means you're seeing things in a much slower pace and obviously a different direction. And if anything mums need, it's a slower pace. Bird World are also offering free entry to mums on Mother's Day. They're open between 10 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. So you can bring mum along, and with accompanying children, mums go free when purchasing one other entry ticket. That voucher isn't valid in alongside any other offers that they've got going at the moment. Now this one, here we go, Mother's Day wine tasting at Aubrey Organic Vineyard.
There's a bit of a theme better. There
is a theme, it's food and drink basically. You can go and taste their award winning wines in a relaxed and informal environment. Everyone is welcome, regardless of how much or little they know about wine. You can pop in for a tasting, stay and enjoy a glass on the patio, or grab one of their picnic rugs and stroll up the vineyard to take in the views. Families are very welcome. They've got colouring to entertain the little ones, leaving the grown-ups free to enjoy the wine. And, of course, that's crucial, because if the little ones are whinging, mother will not be relaxed. On the theme of finding something to amuse the little ones, this is an idea for dads. Now, dads can take the children to Guildford Cathedral on Saturday the 25th, so the day before Mother's Day. Drop into the marquee where, celebrating Mother's Day, they've got free crafting activities. So you can get them along and they can make, you know, the habitual...
What did
you used to do with the egg cartons, the daffodils with the egg cartons? You're not our mum until you've had your daffodil card. Absolutely.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Right, big hint for my daughter here because it involves shopping. There's a VIP Ladies' Day at the Friary in Guildford on the Saturday. So that's 12 till 5. Free admission, obviously, no booking necessary. But if you go in, apart from mooching around the shops and perhaps getting something to eat between 12 and 5, there's lots of discounts, live music, makeovers, beauty treatments and more. And the first 100 people to enter through the doors, mums, of course, will receive a goodie bag. And you can go on their website for more information. That's okay as long as you're treating mum to something. So that's not if mum's playing, you know, wheels and wallet. Mum's actually got to be treated. There's an orchid display at RHS Garden Wisley. I mean, that's just a beautiful place. You can go and get some lunch there as well. Orchids never fail to fascinate with their incredibly diverse and specialised flowers. There's a phenomenal range that are going to be on display in the glasshouse. And, of course, that's not all at Wisley. There's loads of places to go for a nice walk round, wear the children out as well so that they even sleep well. What's not to love? Now, I think I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again because it's still open over Mother's Day weekend. In fact, it finishes. Last day is the Mother's Day, and that's the Ramster Hall Embroidery and Textile Exhibition down on the Petworth Road in Chiddingfold. On the day, they're open from 10 till 5. Admission is £6 just to the textile exhibition, or for £12.50 you get admission to the exhibition and the gardens. So not only will you see over 200 pieces of embroidery and textile art on display, some of which is for sale, hint hint, but you can also go for a lovely walk around the gardens too. Watts Gallery never miss out on an opportunity to put on a special event. They've got a Mothering Sunday event from 11 till 5. Treat mother to a delicious spring brunch in the tea shop and then enjoy activities across the artist village. Families with children can enjoy a drop-in portrait photography studio with props and costumes. Take away your photograph as a souvenir, present for mum, obviously. Adults can book into pottery workshops with Claire Waterhouse to make ceramic keepsakes. Pottery workshops must be pre-booked. Most activities are free with admission. £45 for the pottery workshop, obviously, because there's lots of bits and pieces, and that's it. Either 11 till 1 or 2 till 4. So lots of brilliant ideas there. At Cranley Arts Centre, again on Saturday the 25th, this is the one dads take the kids to while mum's having a break. They've got a mug painting crafternoon at the Cranley Arts Centre. Join their Mother's Day workshop, all ages welcome. Children do need to be supervised by an adult. And you can decorate mugs with glass and ceramic paints. Perfect personalised gift for loved ones. Take it home the same day, and it's only £3. £3 for your mug.
That's really good, isn't it?
Really cool, absolutely. So, yes, lots and lots of ideas there for Mother's Day, things to make. And another suggestion, of course, is buying mum a present. This is how you get double bubble here. Because if you buy her tickets or vouchers to something, she'll be delighted when she gets it, and then extra delighted when she goes and uses it.
Oh, clever.
Ah, see, double bubble. So, from my expert viewpoint here, I'm thinking spa day. Yeah, the Harbour Hotel's got spa days.
Is your daughter listening at the moment?
I hope so. I hope so. Hogsback Hotel has got spa days. Harbour's got spa days. So lots of spa tickets, theatre tickets. Even if you went something like National Theatre tickets, then mum can choose exactly what and where she goes to see.
Or you've got the anticipation of going, haven't you, as well? Then?
Exactly. Yes. And you can also sort of pick your own time and pick what you actually go and do. So, yes, something like that where mum can go and have a nice time later on. As well
idea.
As on the day.
That's a good
there
idea.
You go. So get out, explore, treat mum, but please, please, please book now, because if you leave it till the day, it's the chip shop. Sorry. That's all that's going to be left.
Your chips are up. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Diana, thanks as ever.
That's a pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing you again next week. And if people want to find out more information,
they can go to visitguildford.com. We've got a dedicated Mother's Day page with all of that stuff on it.
Great stuff. Speak to you soon.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.